Laid up by O'Reilly to Parayko. He's got the line with Thomas. Thomas on his backhand, forehand, shoots, he scores! What a shot!
Chris Kerber, voice of the Blues, Blues Radio Network, right here on 101 ESPN. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by Blues forward Robert Thomas. And Rob, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. So we're re-airing some games from your Stanley Cup run a year ago. And tonight is the hand pass game against, obviously, the Sharks in the Western Conference Finals. Do you remember Craig Berube addressing you guys following the hand pass game? And if so, what was said in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that game was pretty devastating for us. We're all kind of in shock and didn't know what to think. And, you know, he just kind of came in and just kind of tried to give us a positive spin on it and use it as motivation and, you know, not to dwell on it. Because, you know, when stuff like that happens, you could easily get down on yourselves and, you know, this isn't fair or whatever. But, you know, he used it as a positive message. And, you know, we responded really well in the next game. And, I think it was a good moment for us to kind of hunker down and just to keep on going.
Dude, for me, first of all, it speaks volumes about you guys that you were able to turn the page. But for Craig Berube to like instantly have that thought, because I'm guessing that he can get a tad bit fiery and pissed off when he wants to, okay, every once in a while. But for him to be able to turn that page and tell you guys that when he probably wanted to murder everybody involved, I feel like that's a pretty cool thing to be able to do.
Oh, 100%. You know, that takes... That's a hard thing to do. You know, all of us, especially in the room, we're all, you know, obviously really frustrated and, you know, couldn't kind of look past it at the time. But for him to come in and give a good message and kind of help us turn that page and use it as motivation to come out the next game and really take it to him was very important.
Yeah, it sure does seem like I was way more upset watching that happen than he appeared to be in the locker room and with you guys about it, and I have no idea how he did that. So going back to the previous question, what is the angriest you've seen him?
Oh, boy. there's been a couple times. He's actually pretty cool during the games. He doesn't get as too emotional during the games. He's pretty good. I'd say sometimes in practice would be the times where you don't want to cross him the wrong way, especially early morning practices where we're, you know, about to take off to go on the road after. You know, if you come out sloppy or a little bit slow at the start, you're gonna hear about it. So I'd say those times are the ones you wanna stay away from him.
So has he ever worn you out?
Yeah. In practice, he takes a little bit of shots at everyone. It's funny. It gets the boys going, and I wouldn't say it's funny if you're the guy getting the other end of it, but for the other guys, yeah, it's a good laugh.
It means he loves you.
That's right. He cares.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's just trying to, you know, when practice is a little bit sloppy, he tries to get everyone, you know, focused on it, and it's all fun and games.
Blues forward Robert Thomas joins us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson and Chris Ranji. I'm Anthony Stalter. Are you still staying at Big Walt's house?
No. I'm back up in Toronto with my family.
Okay.
Rent was too high.
Yeah.
I mean, how was it in the Big Walt household, especially with... I mean, great athletes, obviously. We were chatting with Case Boys a couple of weeks ago on 101 ESPN and what they were doing to try to, like, stay in shape, but it's more about they just wanted to beat each other consistently at something. Was it just a competitive madhouse constantly with everybody under the same roof?
Oh, yeah. Everything's a competition. You know, the most competitive one is Taryn there. She always wants to take out the boys, so...
They say she's the best athlete in the house.
I think so, too. I'll have to agree with them on that. she is the best, and she always challenges them, and it's fun to watch. You know, it doesn't matter what they're doing. It's always a competition, And I think it's pretty funny to watch, actually, because they get pretty heated with each other.
I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, so we talk about sports all the time with no sports. That's what's keeping us busy. What is keeping you busy right now? You're back home. I mean, how are you approaching this right now?
I mean, there's not much to do. Obviously, for me, a lot of my day, I started working out early in the morning. That kind of gets you up, gets you in a little bit of a routine. And so that's pretty much been the part of my morning. And then usually in the afternoon, play some video games with a couple of buddies. Lots of that going on. And then at night, it's nice having all the family together. So spend some family time, play some cards, eat dinner together, that kind of stuff.
What's the family card game? What is your guys' go-to?
We've been mixing it up a lot. We like euchre. We have a couple of spinoffs of euchre that we kind of adopted or made up, and so we like euchre. There's this it's called like Mexican train or dominoes game.
Yeah,
where you kind of got to make a big train and get rid of all your tiles. So there's been a couple of games like that we've been playing a lot.
I like that.
You know, Robert, we started this interview off talking about, the game against, the hand pass game. And as you know, we are replaying a lot of those games, and some of those playoff games have been on Fox Sports Midwest. And the one that was on last week was Game 7 against Dallas. And we were just talking not too long ago about that play, the game winner, and you setting it up. And Maroon cleaning up the play and getting the goal. Now, Maroon gets all of the credit for that. You know, he gets all of the glory for scoring that goal. But do you ever remind him that you made that happen?
No, not at all. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into, that goal. Obviously, big face-off win by Bolzy. The play doesn't start without him. And then, he got in the way of Klinberg there, which kind of opened up the lane for me. So, a lot of moving parts, and he deserves all the credit.
Oh, see, that is such a diplomatic thing to say.
You want us to remind him?
Yeah, we'll remind him for you.
All right, last thing for Robert Thomas, Blues forward here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. So as BT just told you, we're trying our best to do sports radio without any sports, Robert. Yesterday, we got into kind of a fight about candy. So we wound up having a candy draft. And the guy that just said, oh, God, was Chris Ronji, because with his last pick, his fourth pick, he took Tootsie Rolls. Now, Robert, you don't take you don't take Tootsie Rolls in a candy draft, right? I mean, is that like the last thing on your mind?
Honestly, yeah, I'm not picking Tootsie Rolls.
Okay, no, whatever. Good. Hey, you know what? Everybody has opinions. It's fine. What about Twix though? I took Twix number one overall. What about that?
It's still not at my top, but
oh my gosh!
Robert, what's at your top?
What's for me? I'm a big peach ring guy. I really like peach ring.
That was out of the box. Wasn't expecting peach ring.
I wasn't expecting that at all. I don't even know what it is.
What is that?
The little peach rings.
Like
what are you talking about? Oh, peach rings.
Like a fuzzy. Yeah, peach rings.
I thought you said peachy.
No, I don't know what any of those things are.
I thought too. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So peach rings.
You guys are going like those candies, right? Or are you doing more like chocolate bars?
It could be any candy. Chocolate bar. Yeah, chocolate bar or like a sweet candy.
Better than a Tootsie Roll.
I'm still going those fuzzy peaches. Those are my favorite. Right.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Interesting.
Huh.
Okay. Robert, good luck to you. We want to see you back on the ice sooner rather than later in a safe manner, of course. But we appreciate you joining us.
Hey, Robert, have they told you anything, like kept you updated as to what's happening moving forward?
We haven't got too many details. Same kind of thing. We're hearing a lot from the media. So I think it's just going week by week and, seeing how everything kind of goes on and going from there. So we haven't heard too much.
Have the Blues kept in touch with you at all?
Yeah. I talked with Army this morning, and it's just kind of the same message. Just staying in shape, being ready to go for whenever it opens up.
And all the proposals. You've heard it. No fans. Maybe you're playing in your own building. Maybe you're playing in a centralized location. Maybe it's one of several different spots in the country. They just have everybody up. how do you feel about those proposals? What are you good with anything? How are you looking at it?
I'm kind of open-minded. Obviously, you know, I'm in a different spot than a lot of people with, you know, young kids, families. I'm still a young guy, so for me, anything works for me. You know, I just want to get back playing. I want to get back in the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. So I'm open to any idea. Obviously, it's a little bit different when you have young families and stuff. It's hard being away for a couple months and all that stuff. So, you know, my opinion on it is, you know, whatever it takes to get us back playing.
There you go. Good man. Robert, we appreciate it. Thank you for joining us in the fast lane, and best of luck to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Robert Thomas, Blues forward here on 101 ESPN. And as he just told you, he's open to playing.